right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Al Holmes, a good friend of my father's house, president and executive director. You know, Al, you're also a wounded veteran. So, you know, you have lived and are still living a full life. But I just wanted to go back to, again, these conversations that I was having with the television station here and the other radio stations here. They are in full panic about what is happening. And my response to them was, you know, some of us have been saying this for, you know, decades and giving warnings to our nation about the injustice and the lack of fairness in a society that was breeding and producing young people who, I mean, I talk with young boys who don't care whether they live or die, Al, they're 12 years old. And so what happens in the life of a child that at 10, 12 years old, they don't care whether they live or die? And
they don't understand that.
I know they
don't understand death, and they don't understand the pain, not just the pain on themselves, but the pain that they put on
their families. Yes,
and the community,
that's right.
And what have you. See, I'm sorry to say I've witnessed a lot of death in my life, both in my family and in the military. And the point is, death is permanent. And these young people are confused. They don't understand what it means to
live. You should turn your radio down because you're getting the feedback. And you are...
My radio is not on.
All right, so I was hearing something in the background.
They don't understand what it is to live. They haven't been in a situation where they've been comfortable with life. And when they think about death, they think it's a panacea. It's going to fix something. It's a permanent situation that you can't come back from. But it's about all of the ancillary things that happen as a result of that death, and the blame, and everybody else faulting everybody else to a point where it creates more havoc than it solves the problem.
So I'm in total agreement with your assessment on that, but as a society, this nation, and where it is headed, unless it is willing to, and those who are in leadership positions willing to address what is creating the environment that leads a young boy 10 years old to not care whether he lives or dies, even though they don't comprehend what that means. I know when I talk with those young boys, I'll say to them, how many of you have T-shirts with pictures of your loved ones on them, or sweatshirts? You know how it's done in our community, Al. Someone dies young or is murdered, and then there's a T-shirt with the face and of the person who was just killed, and all of them have those T-shirts. And I would talk to maybe 40 kids at a time, 25. How many of you have owned that? And almost all of them would raise their hands. And then I would say to them, you know, the thing about having one of those shirts is, you know, when it's new and you can see the portrait of that person who is gone and no longer here, your pain is really strong because you can see that person. And you'll feel that pain all of that time. But after the shirt has been washed over and over and over, the clarity of the picture is no longer there, and so you then begin to forget that person, and that's my way of explaining to them about how, you know, death is permanent. And if that same question was asked of my generation, how many of you own a T-shirt with a picture of someone you loved has been murdered? If 1% of the people of my generation were asked that question, we would look in disbelief. Now, if you're talking, 70%, 80% of children in their development. And so as a society, we've got to address that. If we can spend $1 trillion on military every year, Al, you can't tell me that then we shouldn't spend a little bit on the development of the young people of this society.
Well, and you got to go back to, as I said, the politics. And the part of this has to do with population control and getting rid of those who society doesn't feel is worth being around because they're not contributing to what they want them to contribute to. See, I got pictures in my office. I'm in my office and of my sons who died. I have two sons who passed away in 2016 of a heart attack on his way to work on the bus stop, who was handicapped. And I got pictures of my son who went through the Marine Corps twice and came out and contracted cancer while he was in the Marines and passed away in 2018. My brother died a year ago Christmas. It's a matter of, you know, I see them every day, and it makes me feel good because as long as I keep them in my mind,
right,
they're not gone.
Yeah, they live.
But the point is, they live with me every day. But the point is, they were supposed to be here to bury me. And that is, yeah, it's just people don't understand life and death.
So, Al, with all of your vast life skills and experiences, very vast, you understand that. Now imagine a mother, 20 years old, 22, 30 years old, who doesn't understand that, and they're losing their children. And you know, you hear these.
The question is not that, Earl. I'm sorry to cut you off because I have to go and teach a class in 5 minutes. The question is not that. The question is, why does this 20-year-old have a child? Who mentored her to a point where, at this point, she's not married?
So, Al.
She has a child that out of wedlock and is incapable of not only taking care of herself, not take care of the child.
I don't disagree with you on that. But right now,
a yes or no agreement. It's about, this is what about the mentorship I'm talking about. That young lady at 20 years old should be in college or working or what have you, putting her life
together,
then do for another child or another person.
Listen, I don't disagree with that at all. But understand today, sex is everywhere. Children in grade school exposed to sex. You know,
My baby daughter is a teacher for 23 years and was married and had two children. Her children are now in college. But I have four daughters. None of them had a child
They were grown. That's great
and married,
because they had.
What I taught them at home.
I know, but Al, they had a strong father figure in their lives. There are children who don't have that. Okay,
That's what I'm saying because of the fact that it took two people to make that baby, so it to take two people to raise.
Al, I gotta go, man. Thank you.
Yes, I have to go.
Yeah, you and I will talk again. Okay. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Be right back.